Good morning, we're continuing. We're starting Siman Dalet. Today's share is sponsored by Benji Kleinman, Lili Nishmas' parents, Chaim Meir, Ben Mordechai Alevi, and Golda Bas Yaakov Leib. So introducing the next Siman, it's actually the next three Siman go together, Siman Dalet, Siman Hey, and Siman Vav. We have a fascinating concept in Halacha, which is known as Dover Sheni Miskaven. And this is not limited to the Shabbos, this applies in Kultur Kula. There's an ongoing machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. If a person does an action which can result in a potentially in a aveira, but that's not the person's intent at all. For example, a person who's a nazir has an issue of pulling out his hair. A person who's a nazir wants to shampoo his hair. So is he allowed to do so? Is he allowed to fluff his hair with his hands, possibly pulling out some hairs? He has no intent to do that. That's not what he's trying to do. He's trying to shampoo his hair. But he might pull out some hairs, which is an isser. So that's not what he's trying to do. It's not his intent. But practically, he might be doing something which is an avera. So Yehuda says, you cannot do that. It's a subject of he says to the rice to pull out hairs. You're not sure if your action is going to result in pulling out hairs or not. So simply, that should be a subject of rice of the chumrah. You cannot take a chance on the possibility of pulling out hairs. And arguing with, I didn't mean to, is like a little child saying, I didn't mean to. But practically, you're taking a chance of pulling out hairs, which you may not do so. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Shimon is mechadish, a fascinating idea called that if the person does not have kavanah to generate this result, it's mutter to do it. Not only is it potter, but it's mutter. And this is different than many of the other examples we have in the siman where they are asumi rabbanon. This is going to be mutter. So in Shabbos we understand that that's so because it's lacking in melechas machshavas. Once we accept the premise that to be chayim on Shabbos, for malacha to be malacha on Shabbos, a person has to be malachas machshavas, which one of the definitions of machshavas is the person doing it with kavana, the person doing it with machshava to do it. So the person not doing that, he's not trying to pull out hairs, so it's not going to be a problem. The Kiddush is, we apply this to elsewhere other than Shabbos, where we don't have any such pasuk. So it seems to me that Rav Shimon is introducing an idea. The Torah does not want to prohibit actions which are animal actions. He wants to prohibit actions which are human actions. You as a human being, I as a human being, may not do something against the words of the Torah, against Hashem's word. So something which I'm doing with intent, that's what human beings do. Human beings have a level of kavanah, intent, purpose, focus. That's why they do actions. Those are humanistic actions. And that's what the Torah asserts. An action which occurs out of what I'm doing with no intent at all, it just sort of happens. That's not the person doing it. It's sort of occurring. So an action which is just occurring, a person not doing it, is called Dover Sheni Miskaven. Shimon says that's not the Surim of the Torah. And this is the logic. Actually, there's more. It never discusses how Rav Shimon knows this and where it comes from. We pass it like Rav Shimon. So that gives us a depth of understanding of what the concept of how important the human as a Ben Yisrael, as a human being, that we have to do our actions with intent. Now, the same thing comes with mitzvahs. There's a concept of mitzvah shichus kavanah. Mitzvah which sort of just comes out is not a valid mitzvah. So a person takes a shofar and with no intent, he loves the sound of the shofar. He blows the shofar just to hear the notes of the shofar. Next thing you know, he blew a beautiful tekiah and a shvarim and a truah and a tekiah, and he did that three times. He said, "Oh, look at that! I happened to be Rosh Hashanah." So he got his mitzvah, blowing tashrat doesn't work. That's not what a mitzvah is. A mitzvah is that a person with intent to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu is actively using his mind to mold this into an action of service to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So if it comes out a result, the person doesn't need our results. He needs us as human beings to do these actions. So that's a true in mitzvah zaseh, and it's true in mitzvah lo zaseh. So even though it's possible that it might happen, but that's not going to be problematic according to Shimon. So that's introduction to Simon Dalet. Simon Hey, he talks about when it's inevitable it's going to happen, what's known as a psik resha. And we will talk about that more with Hashem in the upcoming shiur. And meanwhile, have a good day.